Blog Talk Radio.
That's a song being offered. By Dwayne Heppner, founder of the new presentation, to connect you with the real guides, to get some real guidance and a real education, to learn how to earn our way out of these psych realms, which are the physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric, and then through the deep dark border, which is like a shell around the psychic realms that separates the psychic realms from the real universes, where there's real freedom, not just implied freedom, where there's real love, not just the emotional stuff. The new books by Dwayne, the great writer, are available at lulu.com. For those that want to find out for themselves if what the new presentation is presenting makes sense, and I'll read a little bit of new book 5, one of the new books by Dwayne, the great writer, of the Adventure Is series. But with our agreement to these dastardly people, we will be doomed for lifetimes. Are you not seeing the bigger picture here, crony? Asked Gerald. Gerald, tonight I am going to take you on a very interesting trip, and one you will never forget. You will not forget. To put this to you straight up, Gerald, you are already so screwed with what you have done, and most of all, what you have let me do, so wake up. It is far too late to care about anything now, because all of this is already happening, and you can be a part of it, or be lost all by yourself in some horrifying place amongst the astral ghouls. I know what I am talking about, Gerald, because I use many of those hideous creatures to drive the astigmatism of brutal fear into the hearts of the membership and others who I want to control. The membership has become so afraid, as an example, and that is to even read Dwayne's books, because just like the religions of the world, and all the distortion they have created, I have done the very same thing with them on an unconscious level, as I learned all of it from the Callum God. They think Dwayne is like a little devil, and so who and what he really is doesn't matter, because it's all about creating a front, like the corporation, and driving the punchline to the onlooking fools. So they are more than willing to pay whatever it is they are asked of themselves. You do not see yourself at all, Gerald. You are actually the most blind of anyone I know. I am being upfront with you here because I have all the control I want, and I know it. Whatever you try and do will only make you look bad, silly, and stupid, because you have already committed yourself to your routine and belief in your spiritual ideals. You are so trapped by what you and I have done, and now you have no way out. None. I have read all of Dwayne's books, and I must say he is an excellent writer. He is so good that I am wondering what will happen when the rest of the world discovers him. Not only that, it really seems he does have the rod of power, which he now calls the new wave. For now, he is really no threat, but he could become one, so we shall see. What he has written and implies outdoes what you have committed yourself to, and that is the tricky part. I will have to see what I will do with him to put him in his place, but I am patient with all of it. You should read his books. You will learn a lot from the adventures he is writing about, and know what you are up against, she said as she got up and went to her room. Gerald sat and drank his water as he stared with a long gaze on his face toward the window. He knew she was right, as the view indicators were affirming this. I kind of wondered if Gerald would ever take a risk and try to contact me, even to save himself. He cannot see it, but if he were to come forward, everything would change for him if he were willing. It is more than doubtful, Dwayne. He knows he is trapped, and at the same time, he is the little king with the big ego. He will go down with his ship before he will admit to what he has done for the last 30 years. The experience you had with Heather on Blue Sky Island many years ago, where you and she saw the giant claw come from the depths of the ocean and take him down, that was the real indicator for him. Then Rebazar told you that Gerald would not be coming back. If for some reason Gerald did make a courageous move to return to his real senses, he could surpass everything he has done, kind of like the Milarepa story Paul wrote about in his books. But that is a very huge order, and Gerald's biggest hurdle is not so much himself, but all the ingrained emotional attachment to his unloving wife and the adoration of the membership, said Lou. Ursha set the view into the next night, where Crony came and had a time yanking Gerald out of his body. Why are you so resistant, Gerald? You have come with me. You have to come with me. I want you to be totally willing with all this. I can deal with the elites on my own and sidestep you. But as long as we have everything already set up, it would be much easier to keep things as they are and continue on. So get off your ass and come with me, she finally screamed at him. Gerald reluctantly went with her, and they flew along the surface of a vastly gloomy area. It was easy to see he was still very resistant, as he had no more choices but to suffer what he now didn't want in his life. With all of Crony's threats, he still played hard to get. I knew Crony needed him, as she wouldn't get rid of him, even though she implied it. Gerald had become, without his conscious knowledge of it, a part of the adventure of my life, as it is one of my many challenges to see if he or the membership will pay attention to the new nowness. It's not that I hold anything against Gerald, because he has actually helped me to excel beyond what I could have ever imagined. His involvement, along with Crony and Durwood, have been for the furthering of the educational presentation I am now providing. as what is taking place on the earth is what is needed for most people to pay attention and wake up. As Crony led Gerald along, she finally stopped and pointed into the distance. "Look, Gerald, do you see that huge bellowing of smoke coming from the surface? That is our destination," she said as she took his hand and drug him through the air. As he began to fidget in fear, what would possibly be coming up for him. As they came closer to the gigantic scene, they landed on the hostile brewing ground. I could see that Gerald was now very resistant and uneasy, as Crony used both her hands and all her strength to pull him with her. "Don't be afraid, Gerald. Actually, be very afraid, as it will all be over for you very quickly," she said, as it was easy to see she was stronger than he was with her willpower. "No, no, don't do this to me, Crony," Gerald shouted fiercely. "I have always loved you and given you everything you wanted. You can't do this to me. You can't. Please don't," he said as he continued to scream and whine. Then she stopped as the wind blew to extremes and the smoke and cinders were falling all around them. Their clothes were being slashed as she held their position, as if she were willing to die for what she wanted from him. "This is what it has all come to, Gerald. You made the choices you decided a long time ago, and now you are living those choices. I am not churning from what I have always wanted, and especially not for you. I told you before, I chose to take you down, and I have, because I love what I do. I know the dark road I travel, but it is what I do best, and I will not change. Here lies the bottomless pit, and this is where you are going if you do not tell me right now you will accept my terms," she demanded as she let go, and he fell to his knees and put his head in his hands to contain his screaming. "How can you do this to me? I loved you. I really did," he said as he sobbed and slobbered profusely. Then she kicked him, and he fell to his side and held his ribs. "You sniveling bastard, there is no such thing as love, only power and survival. There is no love in this life, only what you can get. You loved me. I never needed or wanted your love. I wanted the rod of power, and you failed. Gerald, you failed all the way with everything. That is what I wanted from you, not some childish affection to make you feel good about yourself. You already got what you and Durwood wanted, and that is to be worshipped. I am proud to say I took him down too. He became just like you, as the influence was there when I knew him before you. I wanted his position too, but it all became too late as you and him split, so I stuck with you, because you were easier than him," she said, as Gerald looked passionately over at her while the tormenting wind and smoke were gushing out of the bottomless pit. "Who are you?" he screamed as Crony lay on the ground and there now stood the influence. Dressed in all black, sultry attire, and welcoming the fierce onslaught of the wind and devastation at hand, it was all part of the drama. "I am your worst nightmare, Gerald. I have been there all these years behind the scenes, playing with your precious little wife. She is such a willing child and has always been so cooperative with what my purpose for living is. You could see through her at times, but you wanted to pretend that she really loved you. She has played her role so very well. As you walked out on the stage each time, and she was there with you as the seemingly loving wife of the master of the corporation. You have not been through the entire course yet, Gerald. You have let yourself be dragged around, which serves my purpose smashingly. When the guides gave you the position they did, you were to earn your way into it, but you thought you knew more than they. I know them very well, and I cannot even get close to competing with them, because I am of a different nature. They are so far above us, and that is the reason you can barely fly on your own, and only a little above the ground, because you are stuck to the lowest part of life, and all that you see around you. Why has it taken so much for you to see the smallest and simplest of things? You, the great master, you and I are now the same. As you love the power and control, I have worked my way into you with her help, and you really did want me in you, as I can see so much more than you ever will. I love to hear you beg as it turns me on. I have been around since the dawn of time, when a man first decided something. Then I was born of the desires of those who wanted something more than what they could have or see. I have no choice as to what occurs, but I am always there when things do. Your beloved crony had the great desire to rule and conquer, so of course I was there to support her. All the collectiveness of what is now known as the creative consciousness, as I am quoting from Duane's books, had brought me into the lifestyle I have so wanted. I am everywhere and through all things, and most of all, people like you. Rebazar and the boys are constantly teaching Duane about the creativeness of the psych realm, as what we are doing now is part of his next book, and you are in it and being constantly exposed as you hold the membership prisoner to crony's whims, which are really me alone. I want what Duane is doing to happen because it keeps so many confused, and that is when I step in and have my way. I salute you, Gerald, because you and millions of others like you have made me who I am. I love this adventure as it has become so much more than the boredom you have clung to all these years. Crony is so bored with you as she loves the challenge also. The certain few and their new order will once again rule the earth, as they are so wonderfully dark and deceptive, which I love more than chocolate cake and rice pudding. Duane is the real risk taker here, as he is putting himself out into all the world for them to know and see what he is doing, which turns me on more than ever. I get to see and play all sides, as I have become more aware of so many things, and I love the thrill of watching you fail, and the thrill of seeing Duane accomplish what no one else on earth can or will. You and your cohorts are hiding from everything, hoping no one will notice your little deceptiveness, so you can keep collecting your bounty from the lame and unaware membership. This earth world is nothing more than a three-dimensional circus, with so many people wanting to be in the act, yet not seen through all the mirrors of the Callum God. The movie stars, the politicians, and now with things like YouTube, the rest of society can also do their crazy contribution to be a star. I love what they are doing and what you are doing, Gerald, that little crony here also loves what you are doing, so why are you fighting us when we are on your side? You fought Duane for all those years because you are afraid. You really wanted what Paul gave to you and Durwood, all for yourselves, and there would be no one after you. I know the deals you and Durwood made. I was there, as you told the membership what you did to hide what really happened. Birds of a feather love to be together. Ha, ha, ha. I rule over mankind and the corrupt bankers and politicians. They are all my slaves. You have become lost in those petty speeches you make to the ignorant membership. I am Crony, the influence. Above all, I wanted Dwayne. Now there's a real man. He stood fast all these years while you and Durwood were being worshipped like the stupid Pope. If I had a choice, which I do not, because I am already what I am, I would worship Dwayne and subject myself totally to him, because he has accomplished something even beyond what Paul succeeded with. He took all the grief and loneliness and turned his life into being a great risk taker. While you paraded around like a peacock in front of your lame, admiring onlookers. You are doomed, Gerald, really doomed. Until some distant time in the far-off future, when you will possibly regain yourself and find, as Dwayne calls them, the real guides. But until then, you are mine, all mine. She said, as a huge eruption from the bottomless pit spewed out fiery streams of molten lava hundreds of feet high and covered the entire area as Gerald and Crony became buried. Then Gerald woke up drenched in his own sweat. He immediately screamed and jumped out of bed, then over to Crony's room and banged on the door. Lou and I watched all the drama, then looked at each other and smiled. This was better than The Simpsons. These two put on a really good show, don't they, Miss Beautiful? I said as we both laughed, then we went outside and flew in the sky for a while, and then over to another continent. We decided to go to a new place with an ethereal beach where the water is a transparent bluish color. It is a huge ocean of softly rolling waves that come to the shore and push their way onto the translucent surface. We sat on the whitish diamondy sand, which had a soft glow to it. I always feel so amazed at what life is, and this place proves it. On Earth, the sun is a verification of the is. But most people have no clue as to what is taking place. It takes a lot for anyone to expand their awareness and to see how everything is in its place and right in front of us. But to have the best view, understanding, and perception, one must pivot from the all is, and not just the parts and particulars found in the lower areas of creation. Nothing is automatically done or adjusted, as there is a learning curve to all things, because we are to experience the total view of something, while at the same time going through the smaller parts of eventually gain the awareness to stand in a broader position. This wonderful place sat all by itself in an endless sky, or so it would seem as we stood on it. There were other beings around, but mainly in the parallel dimensions where this area was situated. Isn't this place great? We have it all to ourselves always. After that last dramatic piece, with Gerald and the influence, it's nice to be away from it. I will be glad when my time is up on the earth and we can have our lasting life together, Miss. I am only putting up with all I write so as to provide a motive motivation for those who are so stuck with the psych realm. I know it takes a lot for anyone to get out of the Kala Matrix, and so in this book and the ones to follow, I shall make this adventure very interesting, as the blind humans on the earth have produced a future which will reveal a whole lot to those paying attention, I said as Ursha put her arm around me. We will still have a lot to do after you leave the earth, because Rebazar is moving on, and you have to handle his position with me, of course, she said as she smiled. Of course, miss, you are the heart of me, the great light of reality. We stand together in all of this. I'm so glad you can put up with all the silliness these three little people have decided, I said as we held each other. Everything you are doing is so fun and wonderful. It would seem that I know so much, but actually, I have learned so much from showing you what you need to know. At least we have the view and the boys, so we don't have to go to the boring library and do our research as you did in school, she said as we giggled together. I looked out over the vast ocean that seemed to blend into the awesome horizon, into which there was the ever-present mystery of something always being beyond whatever I knew at this very moment. I am constantly experiencing that unknown quality that is real and always now. Ursha and I were very content with being here. There were beautiful and playful dolphins in the water, swimming and diving among the small waves that came onto the shore. At this level of life, the scenery is very extreme and vibrant, actually the most it can be in the psych realms. With my real awareness, I can do so much more than I can on the earth. Have a much better lifestyle with everything. Being away from the physical body is a joy to know, and not just to be a physical person only. Ursha and I walked along the shoreline and watched the giant white birds that sailed along the waves, as do the pelicans on earth. When we returned from having more fun than we should have, we went to the view and watched the next scene with Gerald. Crony did not answer the door right away, so Gerald went into the shower. Just as he walked out of the shower, and all bare to the world, Crony actually kicked in his door and walked up to him. You almost killed me, you soaking rat, she screamed and began to laugh profoundly, then turned and stormed out of the bathroom. Gerald was all red with embarrassment and quickly grabbed the towel and dried himself off. Crony had went into the kitchen and was banging things around a lot. Gerald finally came out and moseyed on over to the kitchen and took a seat at the table. Crony looked over at him as she was preparing her toast. She would give him a wicked stare off and on, then giggle a bit to herself until she laughed out loud and yelled, "You are too much, Gerald. You really think everything can be so easy as you have had it all these years? It's time for you to grow up and see what this world and life is really all about. I'm not going to deal with your reluctance anymore because the Callum God and his subordinates are very worn out from dealing with you," she said. She buttered her toast and took a bite as she was staring at him while chewing. "Okay, I get it. I will concede because I really do not want to be thrown into the bottomless pit ever again," said Gerald in a low tone of submission. Crony looked at him with a long stare as she chewed her toast and said, Well, the great master concedes. Are you sure you have come to your senses?" she asked as she bit into the second piece of toast and chewed on it. "You are right, Crony. I do not have a choice, as I have already made my choices. I can see where my intent is, and that is with you. And as long as I want to be with you, then I now know I must accept everything that goes with you, he said as he sat patiently. Now you're being a good boy, just like you have been all along, Gerald, she said as her mouth was full of toast. I will do some research on what you are into to bring myself up to date on everything, he said as he looked like a tired old fish out of water. It's all over the internet, Gerald. It's not that hard to know what this world has come to. I only want to survive, and the new order is only picking certain people to be with them and survive, and the others will be drones and prisoners. Most people will be working and slaving for the ideals of the elite. They are allowing me in because of my relationship with the influence and the Callum God. You will be taken care of, so all you have to do is babysit the membership and keep them passive, and Jake and Pewter, along with the board, will do the rest in their dreams, said Crony as she finished her toast. Gerald slowly got up and went to his room and turned on his computer. He spent the rest of the day looking at numerous websites and taking notes, which he is good at. Crony went about her daily affairs at the corporation, and so it would seem that all was well for now with the little world of the Crony and Gerald show. Look, Ursha, there's a message for me on The View, I said. She looked to see what it was. It is from the physical realm and the other Duane. I will bring the scene up, said Lou, as I watched while the personal self was opening a letter from the state contractors board. In it, the letter was referring to my state contractors license renewal. Because of my situation with someone I knew who I made president of a corporation we had together. I remember that situation, Du. You duplicated your contractor's license and gave your friend at the time a position of president of his corporation. He did a job without your knowledge, one he shouldn't have, and got himself sued, and so your license is on hold for now, she said. Exactly, and my bonding company sent me the bills they had accumulated with their lawyers to deal with this lawsuit. I am telling the little Duane to write a reply to the contractor's board and get the application fee back, and I will deal with all this sometime in the future. It would seem that I have to go through every type of test imaginable, I said. That is because the boys want you to always be the best, she said as she kissed me. Are you going to continue with the Crony and Gerald show, or is Rebazar going to continue on with the Ultimate College course? I asked Ursha as we both giggled like school kids. We checked the view to see where Rebazar was, and he signaled for us to get back to Gerald's movie, and so Lou set the view back down into the physical realm as Gerald and Crony were getting ready to go to sleep. Crony was standing in Gerald's room as he lay under the covers all tucked in. She was talking with him. Tonight, Gerald... We are going to another meeting with the elitists. You want to attend all of them, because with these people you will learn the most as to what is taking place on this earth right now, she said as Gerald looked at her, but didn't say anything and did a slight nod of agreement. Crony went back to her room and sat in her bed. She began to chant something peculiar and mixed the hue with it. Then, to my surprise, a holograph-like image of the dark-sidedness of the influence appeared. The scene reminded me of Star Wars, where Darth Vader conjured up the Emperor. There was a silent communication going on between them, and the view brought about what they were saying with the sound. Hello, crony. Nice of you to call on me. I can see that our little friend is bending to our desires, and I can tell he is still resistant, but that's normal for all humans, as this physical world is the hardest place to understand anything. You have done your job very well over the years, as Gerald is not the real focus here, but the membership is, along with the recognition of what you are doing. The Callum God is very pleased, and you shall be protected by the new order. Enjoy your evening with the elite, as I will be around somewhere as always. She said as she slowly disappeared, and Crony turned off the lights and went Betty by. Well, Miss Beautiful, this should be an interesting evening at the make-believe ballroom, I said as we laughed. We could see Crony leaving her body with the astral form. Even though the corporation talks about what they call soul travel, all of them have become limited to the astral levels and not the real universes where Paul originally wanted the members to aspire to, so all they can do is astral projection. Crony went through the wall and into Gerald's room. Get up, Gerald, we are going, she said in a rather demanding voice as Gerald took his time with his astral body. Yes, dear, I am coming, he said as he rose above his bed, and she grabbed his hand and pulled him along. Gerald and Crony were soon once again in the gloomy gray area like before, until they came to the ancient-looking place where they entered. Mr. A was there to greet them as they came upon the gargoyled structure. Well, well, here we are all together again. How nice. Please come in and join us, as the meeting is just beginning, he said as they walked into the big room with many others staring at them, and found themselves a seat in the gloomy darkness. I could tell that Crony was very amped, as Gerald looked almost dead, as they both sat motionless and listened to the speaker. Lou and I listened to what the main speaker was telling the large group who was in attendance. I am not going to write about what took place here at this time, because it is far too much for most people to see, and some of it is being implemented now, and so we will have to wait to see how everything comes about into the physical level. The elitists also have a tough time implementing their plans on the earth. But time is on their side because they live for thousands of years and retain their memories of their previous experiences. The human history that all of us have been taught is way off the mark as to what really took place in the beginning of this planet and how it was colonized. The belief systems have created little cutesy stories about the idea of Adam and Eve and made it all sound so good and entertaining, and that's all it really is, entertainment to keep people busy with nonsense. After the first speaker, there were several other speakers. Then everyone took a break and got up and went for refreshments as Crony took Gerald over to speak with Mr. A. Hello, Mr. A, said Crony with a rather charismatic voice. That was enlightening as always. Don't you agree, Gerald? Gerald, still feeling rather awkward, said, Oh, yes, I find all of this amazing to say the least, he said in a dry mannerism. Mr. A, can I ask something rather personal, said Crony, as she smiled and openly flirted with him. Why, yes, of course, Crony, go ahead, he said as he smiled at her. I know that I am saved from what will be happening, and also Gerald. But is there any chance I could also include some of my staff and a few of the membership, as they have been very loyal to me? She asked, and rather held her breath until he answered her. I understand what you are saying, crony, as I have the same situation and so do a lot of others here. I put the same basic question to the officialness of this group, and they told me straight out that if I could get those people I knew to come to the meetings and agree with this cause, then they would be saved and protected. So I am telling you the same thing, and that is if you can get your colleagues to come here and join us, then they will be taken care of, he said as he smiled. Great, that is great. Did you hear that, Gerald? I can see us getting, let's see. Okay. Where was I? Getting a lot of members to agree, she said to him. Yes, dear, that is good, said Gerald, kind of like Frankenstein, when he ate the soup and had the cigar. Ha ha, you already know how to do that, crony. I have seen what you have done in the subconscious area with most of your membership and your staff. So I would say that you will have no problem bringing a lot of them along. Besides, most people are more favorable to a fallacy than any substantial reality. And just as we took care of Jesus and many others in the past and set them up to be worshipped, as we merely edited everything that had taken place, the end result is a much better sounding scenario and what really took place anyhow, and most people love it. That is how your membership sees you and Gerald. The two of you have replaced any reality that Paul Twitchell brought forward in his time. And like all the others, we took care of him too, he said. That is some of New Book 5, of the Adventurous series by Dwayne the Great Writer. You can become involved in the projects like the Total Universal Rainforest and the All Solar Research Vessel and the Nations United Universal University and homeschooling and whatever projects are for the benefit of all. This opportunity is being offered on Earth right now. So if you're ready, check it out. See if it makes sense to you. I'll end the show today with the new song that a person test it for themselves for like 15 minutes each evening before they go to sleep. 15 minutes or so when they wake up in the morning. See what life shows you. New you. You. See ya.